This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I'll tell you what, Zillow has turned into something of a saga the past couple of weeks. We told you the other day the company was going to put a pause on buying houses for the rest of the year, in part so it could catch up with a backlog of renovations. This week, Zillow said it is winding down its house flipping business altogether, having not been able to accurately predict where prices have been headed. That failure of prediction cost Zillow more than $400 million last quarter, and so over the next couple of quarters, about 25% of the company's workers are going to lose their jobs. Zillow was just one of several of what are called iBuyers, real estate technology companies that make instant offers on houses. They fix them up a little bit and then sell them off. Marketplace's Amy Scott covers real estate for us, and she dug into what the Zillow news might mean for the iBuyer business model.
When Amanda Riley and Josh Varon started shopping for a house in Portland, Oregon this spring, they saw a red shingled bungalow with two bedrooms and two baths near a park. But the list price, $560,000, felt too big for such a little house in that neighborhood.
And so I kept it as my favorites on my computer, and I was like, I'll come back to it at some point.
She did come back to it a few times, and the price kept dropping.
I think it was like $20,000 down, and then it was like another $10,000, and then I think they dropped it another $10,000, and that's when we were like, okay, that seems a little bit more reasonable.
Now Varon is installing new flooring in the basement. They moved in last month and ended up paying about $520,000, just $300 more than Zillow had paid for it 4 months earlier.
It's just challenging to predict future home prices in such a rapid and volatile market for home price appreciation.
Jeremy Waxman is Zillow's chief operating officer. He says earlier in the year, Zillow underestimated how rapidly home prices would rise and then failed to anticipate the recent return to more gradual increases.
We were undershooting the mark, you know, by 5%+ in one direction. And now we're seeing in some markets we're overshooting the mark.
Meaning they paid too much for houses they now have to sell at a loss.
There's a big question here of Zillow versus iBuying. And I see this as primarily a Zillow problem.
Mike Dilpretti follows the iBuyer market as a scholar in residence at the University of Colorado Boulder. He says while Zillow is also a real estate search and online advertising company with mortgage and title services, competitors like Open Door and OfferPad started out as iBuyers and have stayed focused on that model. They've also been more cautious.
You know, they saw market changes coming earlier this year, and they started slowing down the purchase of homes or not paying quite as much money or increasing their fees. Zillow didn't. Zillow kind of missed the off-ramp.
He says Open Door and OfferPad have been flirting with profitability lately, but home prices aren't going to keep growing, at least at this pace, forever, which means it's going to be harder to make a profit on flipping alone.
So iBuyers are going to have to go back to basics, which is they charge consumers a fee. They try to make money through adjacent services like mortgage and title services. And they kind of get a very, very small margin, but make it up on volume. But we're not there yet.
Volume is growing. Dilpretti says iBuyers made up almost 2% of home purchases in the last quarter, almost double the quarter before that. Of course, that was with Zillow in the mix. Now it's just a seller with, as of September 30th, almost 18,000 houses to unload. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.